Well, now to the state of Tabasco in Mexico, where a community is being built of 50 3D-printed homes. The U.S.-based nonprofit News Story has teamed up with the tech company Icon to build the world's first 3D-printed neighborhood in this rural community. It's part of a project working to end global homelessness. And we have the CEO and co-founder of News Story with us, Brett Hagler. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. And Brett, we've seen, 3D printers, the idea of this three-dimensional model. Usually it means laying down layers of something, maybe, pieces of wood to build a plank of wood through a computer design that builds it up. But how does that work with a whole house?
Yeah, well, at this point, I think everybody's familiar with 3D printing in general, but 3D printing houses is new. And so we are very fortunate to, with our partner Icon, have successfully printed the first few houses that real families in real need will live in. And that happened in December of 2019. And how it works, at least the way I like to describe it to my mom, is that you have a machine that's on an XY axis and a proprietary cement mix will ooze out of the nozzle, and it looks almost like soft serve ice cream. And we'll start at the bottom, and then we will layer the home all the way to the top up until when you need to put the roof on. Those layers are, of course, coming from a software system and a CAD file that is able to print the best home possible for the family that will live
Okay, so you're not just printing a shoe, which we've seen happen, a layers
right.
of a shoe. You are printing, by printing, this is the computer that's figuring out how much of that ooze to spew out.
Correct.
You're making the whole house in one pass, not just some planks that are then nailed together on
that's
the house.
Right.
You're making the whole house.
Correct. It's the interior and the exterior walls, the whole structure that starts at the very bottom of the house. And it takes about 24 hours of print time to go from printing the very first layer to go all the way to the top of the house in about 24 hours of print time.
Yeah. We understand each home will have two bedrooms, a living room, kitchen, bath. Some would say this is wonderful. This is a way to quickly bring homes to areas that don't have them. But is there any hands-on? Are there any jobs involved here?
Yeah, there are. And so it's a combination of using breakthrough technology and robotics and automation. At the same time, we also will have local workers that will add on doors, the roof. They'll come in and do the plumbing. We bring in the technology to make it faster, cheaper, and ultimately a better product, and then be able to have local labor to add on the other components that are necessary.
Well, I'm wondering, too, if one of those words is stronger, because they're made out of this cement that you guys have created.
Yes, we're very confident in saying that these will be the strongest homes in the whole town that we're building these homes in. This is something that will have a generational impact that can withstand definitely hurricanes, but also even a bigger disaster, which would be an earthquake.
Right.
They're seismic approved.
And this is, we understand, where the genesis for this came from, because News Story, your nonprofit, has built 2,500 homes in Bolivia, Haiti, Salvador, using traditional construction. But we understand the idea for this started after a trip to Haiti in 2010. This was the year of the magnitude 7.0 earthquake.
Yeah, the anniversary was January 10th,
right.
Just recently.
Well, and you couldn't find a charity to give to then. So is this a part of it, building homes, but also with that earthquake in mind?
Yeah, so I went on a personal trip to Haiti a couple years after the earthquake. I saw it first person. It really broke my heart. And then I tried to find other organizations that I could get really excited about and I could support. I couldn't find any organizations that, to me, from my opinion, we're trying to really push the boundaries when it comes to technology and research and development. It just seemed like organizations were doing the same things that have always been done. And when you're facing a problem with the magnitude, the size, the scale of the problem that we're trying to work on is so large, we believe that traditional methods and linear improvements are never going to make the dent that we need. And so therefore, we must take new actions and we must innovate, because that's the only way we believe that you're actually going to make quantum leaps in the number of families that we're able to help and partner with.
And these families, by the way, live on $3 a day in the town of Tabasco, Mexico. Mm-hmm. But the 3D printer that you use, it's called Vulcan 2.
That's right.
How expensive is that? I mean, could groups like Habitat for Humanity afford this instead of, you know, the people who come together to raise a roof? I mean, how expensive is it?
We're not saying the cost publicly today. I definitely would not say that it's quote, very expensive. I would say that when you're trying to do any new technology, in the beginning, the price is always higher, right? And the good news is that it's only going to go down from here. You know, the pricing is only going to get better when it comes to robotic construction. And the big idea here and why we partner with ICON so early in this evolution of trying to create 3D printed neighborhoods and communities is to really show the world what's possible, right? We want to be able to have a showcase area that says, we took this innovation, we took this this risk, and this is what's happened. And now we don't want to keep it for ourselves. That's actually the smallest minded thing we can do. The big idea is to open source and democratize and try to get this technology into the hands of other housing nonprofits and other governments that have agendas to solve very serious problems in their towns and their cities. Mm-hmm. And both New Story and ICON want to be able to serve as many other partners that we can that are working on such a critical issue, which is families living in poverty without access to safe shelter.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that. That's Brett Hagler. He's CEO of New Story, a nonprofit that is building the world's first 3D printed neighborhood in Tabasco, Mexico, with the company ICON. We'll have pictures at herenow.org. Brett, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.